You just can't simply say that you love Jesus and his message, but not John or Peter or Paul's message or the church's message, so long as it corresponds to Jesus' message. To love Jesus means you love and keep his message and his mission, which is the same message and mission that we find in Paul and John and Peter, in the other apostles, and it should be the same message and mission that is preached and promoted in your church. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 20. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. I love that word, keep. In the Greek, it comes with many flavors. It means to reserve or to imprison or to guard closely. Jesus is not saying that if people agree with you mentally or if they give it a head nod or if they know it intellectually, but if they keep it, guard it, protect it by living it out, if they imprison it within their head and within their heart, if they do that with my word, they will do that with your word because it'll be the same word, the same message, the same mission. A pastor friend of mine recently said that we've taken the reality of people not attending church as a problem with the church. And so we've created various attractional and affinity-based churches, and I would add entertainment strategies to try to remedy the problem. But we've misdiagnosed the issue, and then we come up with the wrong cure. We're trying to cure cancer with cough medicine, so to speak. Could it be that the reason people abandon church is because they never had Christ to begin with? Because it seems to me that Jesus is saying, those who keep and guard my word will continue to do so as they keep and guard the word of the apostles. So the question becomes, are you keeping and guarding the biblical gospel of your church? When you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Lushai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burma.